Okay, time for some arts news, and it's hello to Alice Walker. The Cannes Film Festival is off and running.
That's right, Jason. The 72nd Cannes Film Festival launched on Tuesday local time. It's known for attracting stars to its famous red carpet, so here's a bit of what that sounds like. You can hear the journalists and photographers shouting over the commentary, and you'll just have to picture Adam Driver, Selena Gomez, Tilda Swinton and Bill Murray there dressed in their finest. They star in the film that opened the festival, Jim Jarmusch's zombie comedy The Dead Don't Die. It's one of 21 films up for the top prize, the Palme d'Or, to be announced at the end of the festival, which wraps up on May 25. Now, only one woman has ever won that prize, New Zealand director Jane Campion for The Piano in 1993. And last year, you'll remember, industry women staged a protest on the red carpet, compelling the festival to sign the 50-50 by 2020 pledge for gender equity in Hollywood.
Yeah. Now, how's that? What's the impact of that been?
Well, this year, one of the women from the protest features on the festival poster and was honoured in the opening ceremony as well. That's French New Wave director Agnès Varda, who died in March, aged 90. There are four women and four men on the judging panel. And for the first time, the festival has released statistics on its selection process. 26% of films submitted were directed by women, and slightly more than that made the selection, 27.5%. But festival director Thierry Fremeaux says signing the 50-50 by 2020 pledge doesn't mean selection will be based on gender parity. He says that's something the festival will never be on board with. There are four female filmmakers in the running for the Palme d'Or, including for the first time a black woman, French-Senegalese director Mati Diop, with her film Atlantics. Quentin Tarantino is also in the running for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Ken Loach is back with his film Sorry We Missed You. But I wonder, what stands out to you on the list this year?
Oh, definitely
Jason?
Mati Diop, actually. She is a real talent to watch. And as you said, first black woman in competition. But she's a really, really talented director who uses images in a very expressive way. And also Jessica Hausner has a new film out. She made a lovely film about Lourdes and a woman visiting Lourdes that was a very gentle satire a number of years ago that really impressed me. So we wait to see. Mm. Apparently the Jim Jarmusch is pretty mediocre, given the lukewarm reactions to it. But anyway,
only a short standing ovation, three minutes.
What's happening in the film world back home?
Well, Mortal Kombat will be filmed in South Australia later this year, and filmmakers are saying it's the biggest film ever to be produced in the state, Jason. It's based on the blockbuster video game franchise from the 1990s, and it's yet another reboot. We seem to be seeing a lot of reboots. The last film from over 20 years ago, Mortal Kombat Annihilation, was not received so well, so let's hope this one goes a little better. It will be director Simon McQuaid's first feature film, and the state government says it's expected to inject $70 million into the South Australian economy.
Meanwhile, further west in WA, there's some interesting news.
Yes, there's a new festival launching in Perth in July. It's called XRWA. It's part of the broader Revelation Perth International Film Festival, and it's all about virtual and augmented reality, artificial intelligence and immersive media. So think 360-degree cinemas or 3D films, for example. Director Richard Sawada says what makes XRWA special is it brings audiences and industry professionals together.
From the very beginning, we were wanting to be very open to the public, and for people working in the industry, whether they be artists or game designers or people working from the resource sector or emergency planning and all that sort of thing, we wanted them to be in the same room as the public. And it's funny because sometimes there's a little bit of resistance by the industry in those things. You know, they'd rather, they would often like to be together and talk about their craft together. But my kind of thing as a curator and as an exhibitor, so to speak, is to look into people's eyes and ask, what do you think? What did you think about this stuff? Does it work for you? What do you think can happen with it? So for me, putting the public in situ with the makers was a very important thing for me. And so that is a different aspect of what it is that we're doing that may exist elsewhere.
The state government has agreed to fund XRWA for 3 years, so we'll see where it goes from there.
All right, and finally to some sad news. We say goodbye to a long-standing film critic.
Evan Williams has died at the age of 84. He started out at the Sydney Morning Herald and worked at The Australian for over 33 years alongside David Stratton, retiring in 2014. He also had a long career in the public service as Gough Whitlam's press secretary before heading the New South Wales Ministry of the Arts.
Yeah, valet Evan Williams there. Okay, thank you. That's Alice Walker there with Arts News.